carnage really was terrible. I think almost certainly more people proportionately of England's population died during the Civil War than they did in either the First or the Second.
By February 1646, we're talking about a scene of devastation. We're talking about a city which has been basically wiped out.
The battle between Charles I's Royalist army and Oliver Cromwell's parliamentary troops tore England apart during the 1640s. It was a bloody decade which culminated with the beheading of Charles I in 1649. I've come to Chester today in the search for the voices of the powerless during the Civil War. The city declared itself for the king, and despite the best efforts of the parliamentarian army, held out for 15 months in the longest siege of the war. One of my guides is John Barrett. He's written about the siege which the citizens of Chester endured. How important was it strategically to the royalists and to the parliamentarians to have Chester because of its position?
It was very important. It was a major port with links with Ireland. It was also important for communications with North Wales, where the king recruited troops. And it also was very close to the main coastal route to Scotland on the west coast of England.
When the aldermen, they were known as the Brethren, declared for the king, would the rest of the people at Chester, those people we're trying to get at in these programmes, the hardest people of all to find out about, which is the majority of people, would they have had any say in it whatsoever?